Let us begin this service by singing number 268. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise foretell. Come ye before him and rejoice. Number 268. I shall now read to you from God's holy word, Psalm 29, the first reading of the 12 articles. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple does everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of heaven and of earth, we have heard in this evening thy voice, and we have seen again something of thy almighty power, and thou art shown unto us that thou art the most high and doest with the host of heaven and inhabitants of this world after thy good pleasure. And in one moment we all could be assumed away, but Lord, in thy great mercy, thy hand has spared us with our families. And we are still in the land of living and in the day of salvation. But what a serious callings and warnings to the inhabitants of the world and to all of us. Not only that we have no continuing city, but at a time is drawing nigh that Christ shall appear on the clouds. His longing is very fervent for his older sister and his younger sister to deliver them out of the strife of this world and to lead them in that heavenly Jerusalem, where they shall be above all strife and struggles and sorrow and sin. But to come with thy judgment here on earth to destroy the inhabitants of the world. O Lord, that the seriousness of times in which we are living, that it was bound upon our heart and soul and for us and for our children, because the time is short. It is in thy condescending mercy that we are privileged to come together in this evening for a while round about thy word and testimony. First we were thinking that there was no opportunity, but Lord, in thy mercy thy hand had given us that the weather became calm again, and that we for a while can sit under thy word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation. Lord, open in this evening thy word and testimony, that it was a word out of our heart to the hearts of the people, and that it find an entrance accompanied by the Holy Spirit for us and for our children, that we bow under it, and that it may please thee, Lord, that it in the day of days never shall testify against us, but that it leads to true conversion and salvation, and that we are covered while we are living under the precious wings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and under his righteousness, and that his blood may wash and cleanse us together from all our sins and all our iniquities. Lord, give us in this evening few edifying words to speak to the congregation, and that we observe that thy footsteps are set in our midst, and that thy blessing may rest upon our gathering, that it bears fruit, that stay and remain with us forever and forever. Those that cannot gather with us, remember them in mercy. Those that have no desire but well an opportunity, Lord, work that desire in their heart before that it shall be too late forever. Widows and orphans and widows, and those that are in hospitals and institutions, and those that are laying before the gates of death also, in our own congregation, remember them with all those which were in bereavement and in sorrow. Lord, hear us with the pardoning of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 29, number 76. Your offering will now be taken. Now unto Jehovah, ye sons of the mighty, all glory and strength, dominion, accord. Ascribe to him glory and render him honor. In beauty of holiness, worship the Lord. Number 76. beloved congregation, we can well say in this evening that again the Lord in his condescending mercy has spared us graciously with our families, because for a few minutes we have seen and observed again that the Lord is almighty and that his power is unlimited. And only one moment, and it was done with all of us. But it are the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. But nevertheless, congregation, the Lord is speaking to the United States. He is speaking not only here in Michigan, but he is speaking also to the city Grand Rapids. We are as in Capernaum before, lifted up as to heaven on account of all the blessings and of all the warnings that the Lord has given us in all those years, because he had in his mercy brought his word and testimony in this city, that it was preached as from the housetops and called from heaven, that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of a sinner, but well in our repentance and in our conversion. Smite out, he said in one of his sermons, that there are countries and cities and villages where the Lord never comes. And we have it also here in the United States. There are several states that you never hear anything that the word of God is brought in their midst. And some states in which it was brought in 1600, it is now at the present time as a wilderness. And it is, of course, well a serious warning that the Lord is on his way to destroy the world with his judgment. It seems not only, but it is true, because the Lord, he showed that time and again that he is tired of all the wickedness and unrighteousness and tired of all that kind of religion that the people is received for the great and ever-ending eternity. The time is coming that the Son of Man shall come on the clouds. Only for a few moments in this evening I will speak to you some words of warning. And my text in this evening is in Matthew 24, verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Thus far. We have in this text a serious warning of admonition. You know that in Matthew 23, the Lord has spoken in public for the last time while he was here on earth. And the last words that he spoke to Israel were, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That was the end of Christ's public ministration to the nation of Israel. And Matthew 24 and 25 was spoken only to his disciples. It was spoken of, in other words, only to those ones that the Father had given him, and it were words to bid farewell to his disciples, words to instruct them, but also words to admonish them in regard to his coming on the clouds at the last days of the world. And one of the words that Christ spoke to his disciples, you find them in our text in this evening. Therefore, be ye also ready, because there is nothing so sure for all of us that we have to die and that we have to meet our Maker. But there is also nothing so sure as that Christ shall come on the clouds to judge the quick and the dead. We read in the epistle of James, of Jude, that he spoke there about Enos, who had the seventh one of Adam, who had prophesied already about the second coming of Christ at the end of the world. And more and less all the prophets, they have spoken about his coming at the end of the world. And Christ himself, he had done it, especially where the end was of his public ministration. But of course, it was in the days of Christ the same as that it was in the days of the prophet Isaiah, who has believed our report. And you read in the word of God about Lot, when he compelled his sons-in-law to come with him before that the Lord would destroy the cities. But of course, they have marked him and they stay where they were. And it is the same thing in the time in which we are living, because you know, here in this country, We have at the present time already more than 66 million people that had no affiliation with any church, and that is living as in Eden. And sometime when we come in contact with them, when we travel, then you are really astonished how far that the conscience are closed and shut. And it is increasing the number of those who do not believe the word of God and that Christ is coming on the cloud. They are living the same as animals. Yes, I would say less than an animal. Because if in this evening, if you have walked to the pastures where the cows are, then you could see that also those cows, by thundering and lightning, that they all come together. And that in that instinct, that there is a certain fear for the majesty of the Lord. And of course those animals know nothing about the Lord. But even in that instinct of those animals, there is a fear when the Lord is speaking. And it is all foretold in the word of God, because Christ, he said once to his disciples, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith here in on earth? And of course we know the meaning of that text, that is not, that means not that there shall be no church and that there shall be no more converted people. No, because there shall be a church till the very end, and the Lord shall have his people over the length and over the breadth of the earth. But even the exercising of faith shall be taken away from God's children. And it shall be such a condition, a terrible condition, that even Christ said, if the days were not shortened, they would never want flesh to be saved. And really, a really congregation, we are living in such serious times, even times that in general the word of God have no impression to the conscience of the children of men. But nevertheless, Christ is coming. It is his own word, because he said, for in such an hour as ye think, not the Son of Man comes. It's that hour that is concealed and that is hidden for us. There's people that have given prophecies about it, but that was already for years and for years. And several of those that died already, and their prophecy came never out. But that Christ is coming, that he shall appear on the clouds in the glory of his Father with his holy angels, that is in accordance to what the Lord has revealed in his word and testimony. And that second coming of Christ in the world, that shall be so different as his coming before. Because in the first time, then he came as a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Then he came as despised by the world, even by his own family, Because his brothers did not believe in him, said the word of God. But his second coming, that shall be much different, people. You read in the revelations of John that every eye that shall see him, also those that have pierced him. And then they shall call at that time when Christ come to the hills and to the mountains to cover them. But that prayer that shall be never answered. Never. And they all have to appear before him in whose hand the Father has given all this judgment. And you read in Revelations 20 that all the people, great and small, that came and that was standing before the throne, and they all received the sentence from the Lord. That day that is coming in, we have the signs in the days in which we are living, that we are traveling with rapid stripes to that day of his coming. And then it shall, as in the twinkling of an eye, because if you are upstairs, you cannot come down. And those that are working in the field, there shall be no more opportunity to come back. But in one moment, Christ shall come on the clouds. And if you have looked in this evening to the sky, oh, then you must say, it are the four signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Lord, he shall bring all the wretchedness and wickedness of the world to an end. And it shall be done in one moment. And the hearts of the children of men that shall be filled with fear. Oh, what a thought, because Christ, when he spoke about his years here on earth, then he said, fear not, ye little flock. And really, if you think about the great multitude of millions and millions and millions of people that there are in the world, and that church that is as a little flock. And now, the great majority, when Christ shall appear, that shall, their hearts shall be filled with terror, and they never shall see that Christ with gladness in their heart. No, it shall be to the condemnation of their soul. And they shall realize that immediately when Christ is coming on the cloud, that it is now done forever and forever. But of course, for God's people, it shall a day of joy and of gladness, that people unto whom that Christ had revealed himself. Because Peter, he said, flesh, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Christ, he answered him, flesh and blood had not revealed it unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And you read in the Song of Solomon about the bride, see no Christ, and for God's people they shall see not a stranger, but they shall recognize him when he is coming on the clouds. And then, of course, at that time, the Lord shall give his people that faith and that love and that assurance in their soul that they are not wavering and that they are not trembling. But then they shall say with the bride, this is the voice of my beloved. Maybe thousands and thousands. They could never say here in their life. Maybe so many that was all their life filled with fear. All the time as in bondage, but the day that Christ shall appear, then all that doubt that shall be taken away, and that people that shall be strong in the Lord, and that shall filled with gladness and with peace in their soul, and they shall cry, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Because then it shall be the end of all sin and all transgressions. Then it shall be the end of that old man. Then it shall be the end of all that wretchedness that was cleaving upon them as long as they are here in the world. Then it shall be the end of all kind of darkness and of slavish fear. And they shall be no more persecuted by the enemies. They shall have afterwards. They shall have no trouble with the devil. And no trouble with the world. And the greatest blessing that they shall receive. That is, well, this people. That they shall never have any trouble more of themselves. There shall be the greatest deliverance. But now Christ, he said, therefore, be ye also ready. Because Christ is come. When he is coming, we don't know. But the church must always be ready to accept Christ coming on the clouds. They must always be longing, be living every day as that it was the last day of the world and the last day that Christ shall appear on the clouds. Therefore, be ye also ready. But of course, people, we are never ready. We are never ready. No. By nature, then we are living for nothing else as for this world. And we can well have an historical faith, but an historical faith that is only in our head. And an historical faith that never made us concerned about the honor of the Lord and about our eternal salvation. That is only when the Lord starts with his Spirit in our heart. That is only then when the Spirit quickens us. That is only when the Lord poured out in our heart the Spirit of grace and supplication. And otherwise we can live under conviction that happens something, sometime. However, even that becomes less in the days in which we are living. Because it shall well be a wonder that here and there is a boy or a girl or a man of a woman that is under true conviction. And even outwardly, we are living in days that even when the Lord is speaking, that it has so little effect, so little effect. The days lays behind us in general that the people was afraid of lightning and of thundering. There are even in our midst boys and girls, when you ask them whether that they are afraid about the weather, they say, "Why must we be afraid? Why must we be afraid even amongst us? even amongst us. What an awful condition. And that are all signs that the time is drawing near, that Christ shall appear on the clouds, and there is no greater punishment for men and men than that the Lord shut our conscience, and that the Lord leaves us over to ourselves, and that we have no more impressions about death and eternity. We must well pray by day and by night, the same as the two men of Emmaus. Lord, abide with us. And you read in the word of God about that two men, they constrained him. Oh, they constrained the Christ because they could not live without him. They have so much experience of his power and of his love already in their heart without knowing him. But they would know well for himself that they could not live longer without him. What a beautiful thing and what a great blessing that was given unto that people. But now Christ, he said, therefore be ye also ready. It is necessary that the Lord make us ready. It is necessary that the Lord prepares us to meet him in righteousness and in peace. And it is now only the work of the Holy Spirit to do that. Because from ourselves, people, even after that we have received grace, then the Lord have to lay his hand on us all the time of our life. Because there are times even for God's people that they are living without impression. And that they say sometimes, Lord, please bind it up on my heart and bind it up on my soul. I was very young and then I heard an old man praying in an house, in a company, and the whole village that believed that that man was confirmed. There was no doubt about that. And then he had one expression in a prayer that he said, Lord Jesus, make yourself again as precious to my soul. And I thought, I cannot understand it. Because a man with that measure of grace in his heart and with that such experience and with so much knowledge of Christ, and then now to ask, make yourself as precious unto my soul. I thought, really, that man that don't know what he was saying there. But of course, the time comes well in our life, people, that we can shake hands with such people. But they are now gone. They are now gone. And they have no more trouble of themselves. And you know, people, you have heard in this church so many sermons of Joseph Irons time and again. And that man, he said in one of his sermons, he said, it is for 35 years ago that the Lord forgave my sins and that I was restored into his communion. But he said, now I am old, and if the Lord for 5 minutes gave me over to myself, then I return back to hell from whence I came. And that is now the experience. God's people that shall be saved, but only out of free and sovereign grace. And they shall never can boast about themselves. And they shall never give themselves any honor. No. But they shall well find out that it is all the work of the Lord from the beginning to the end. Therefore be ye also ready, said Christ, because the disciples that were men with grace from the Lord in their heart, no doubt about it. But still, when Christ took him with him to the mouth of hell on the day of his ascension, then they still were asking about that earthly kingdom. You would say, how was that now possible? That now after that, after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and after all the instructions that they have received from the Lord, that they still were asking for an earthly kingdom. How was that now possible? Oh, people, that was possible because the thoughts about that earthly kingdom were so deep in their heart. And they were so hoping that the time would come that they were delivered from that Roman emperor and that they would become a free nation as they were before. Therefore be ye also ready, said the text. That is, of course, an admonishing for each and every one. When we left the church in this afternoon, we have no thoughts that it would be cancelled at first. No. We asked at the end of the service this afternoon that it may please the Lord, as we do usual, to bring us in the evening together again and to give an opportunity and to give desire. And there at once the Lord spoke, and with so much power, and looking to the sky and to the wind and to the rain, church after church canceled their services. And of course, yeah, we are also hasty, many times so hasty, really so hasty, because it was not so late, 5:30, 5:45. But of course, we go also with all that other people. But 6 o'clock, the Lord went the weather. And then, of course, and at that other moment, then it became here calm, and the sky was different. Thus then we decided to come for a while together. The Lord had given more tornadoes. To us also possible, not only in Jenison and other places, but that it also came in the city, Grand Traverse. To us possible, because they said, stay away from the windows. So serious for a while was the weather. It was possible that we already were taken away by the hand of death. But the Lord has graciously spared us, and he passed us by. He passed us by. Maybe tomorrow we will hear about other places. Maybe other people, their life is already cut up. Maybe other families are in sorrow and in bereavement. But the Lord passed graciously our city, but young and old, by renewing a warning, therefore be ye always ready. And we have to ask ourselves, young and old, If now the Lord had cut up our life in this evening, where was then our place? Were we ready to meet our Maker? Did we have already the raiment of righteousness, the garment of righteousness and holiness? We are already covered under the righteousness of Christ and have a place in his mediatorial work, young and old, without regeneration. We cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we must be born again. And if we are born again, then of course, we are also united with Christ. And then we have received a life that never shall perish, but a life that stays and that abides and that remains with us forever and forever, I hope. That many of the people also here in the city in this evening lay on their knees, crying with the publican, God be merciful to me. And we can tell the Lord everything. Oh, people, I give you on the basis of the word of God that freedom to come unto the Lord with all your wretchedness, with all your sins, and with the hardness of your hearts. Say it only to the Lord. Oh, Lord, there is nothing that can break my heart. Lord, I have so many warnings. I have so many admonitions already in my life. And I am so old now. But Lord, I cannot come in truth and uprightness before thee. But please, Lord, break my heart in pieces. Oh, Lord, come with thy almighty power, that I lay there on the floor, crying and sighing for mercy and for grace. Oh, you can't, the Lord tell everything, people. He knows it, what we are. He knows it perfectly. Because even when the whole city Grand Traverse was burned up and was destroyed, and we were the only one who stayed alive, if the Lord not performs a wonder and a miracle in our heart, then we stay not as at all, and we shall never break. Oh, and that is now, that's now the result, my dear friends, about the deep fallen Adam. Oh, that fallen Adam, that is a fact, an absolute fact, that we have lost everything. Even a child of God that lays many times on the knees, and then they say, Lord, here I am laying now. And I lay here, I lay there most of the time as a hypocrite. As a hypocrite, people, really. And nothing else. Let us be honest. And my prayers of most of the time did with my mind. And it is seldom that I pray with my heart. Seldom. I cannot count the times in a year, of in 2 years, of in 5 years, that it is true in the inmost, in my inmost recesses of my heart. Oh, it is a wonder if that now takes place, people, that I am nothing before the Lord, and that the Lord is all and in all for my soul. Therefore, be ye also ready. All we need all the time, the unchangeable love of the Lord. We need all the time, young and old, the power of the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need all the time the protection and the preserving of the Holy Spirit. Bear it in my heart. And now finally, young and old,
The word that I have to bring to you in this evening, and I will close with it. And we hope that the Lord further guide and protect us, and in this coming night will cover us under his wings, and us and prepare us to meet our Maker, Grand Rapids, young and old, great and small. Therefore, be ye also ready. Amen. That have such a need in our heart to be covered under the precious wings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are privileged to be prepared by thee for the hour of death and for the great day of judgment. Remember the whole congregation with the consistory. Remember the parents with the children. Remember all the congregations with all the ministers. Remember in mercy all of us, Lord. Spread out thy precious wings over us and forgive the stream of our sins and all our iniquities, and be with us in this week. Spare us if it can be in thy counsel, Lord, and supply all the needs and wants over the length and over the breadth of the earth, for us and our dear ones, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 346. To the hills I lift my eyes, whence shall help for me arise? Number 346, the collection will be for our school.
bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.